चिता निजा परिवार ଚିତା ନିଜ ପରିବା ନିଜ ବଲବ ଜନା ସୋରିତ ସନାତନ ନିଜ ବଲବ ସୋରିତ ସନାତନ ଚିତ୍ତ ବିହାର ଦବତା ଚିତ୍ତ ବି ଚିତ୍ତ ବିହାର ଦବତା ଚିତ୍ତ ବି ଜୟ ଜୟ ସୁନ୍ଦର ନନ୍ଦ କୁମାର ଜୟ 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 ସୁନ୍ଦର ନନ୍ଦ Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna ଜୟ ଜୟ ସୁନ୍ଦର ନନ୍ଦ କୁମାର ଜୟ 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 ସୁନ୍ଦର ନନ୍ଦ
ବିଷ୍ଣୁପାଦ ପରମହଂସ ପରିପ୍ରାଜ ଗଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ସ୍ତୁତର ସଦସୀ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ ଶିଳ ଭୟ ଚରଣରବିନ୍ଦ ଭକ୍ତି ବେଦାନ୍ତ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ଜଗଦ୍ଗୁରୁ ଶିଳ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ କି ଅନନ୍ତଗିରି ବୈଷ୍ଣବବିନ୍ଦ କି ଶ୍ରୀ ବଂଶୀବଦନାନ୍ଦ ଠାକୁର କି ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ୟାମାନନ୍ଦ ପ୍ରଭୁ କି ବଳରାମ ରାଜଯାତ୍ରା କି କୃଷ୍ଣ ବସନ୍ତ ରାସ କି ସମବେତ ବୈଷ୍ଣବବିନ୍ଦ କି ନିଦାୟ ଗୌର ବ୍ରହ୍ମାନନ୍ଦେ All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. ଜୟ ଦୈତ ଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଜୟ ଗୌର ଭକ୍ତ ବୃନ୍ଦ ଜୟ ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଜୟ ନିତ୍ୟାନନ୍ଦ ଜୟ ଦୈତ ଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଜୟ ଗୌର ଭକ୍ତ ବୃନ୍ଦ ଜୟ ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଜୟ ନିତ୍ୟାନନ୍ଦ जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा टुडे इज मार्च 31st सैटरडे वी आर सर्विंग श्रील प्रभुपाद ब्यूटिफुल ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट ऑफ फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत मद्य लीला चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 186 एंड 187 प्रभुर वचने राजार मने हईल भय सार्वभौम कहे तुमि ना कर संशय ट्रांसलेशन किंग प्रताप रुद्र बिकेम फ्राइटेंड व्हेन लॉर्ड चैतन्य शोड एक्सटर्नल एंगर बट सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य टोल्ड द किंग don't worry 187 tumar upare prabhur su prasanna mana tuma laksha kari sikhaye nijagana tumar upare prabhur su prasanna mana तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए न निज गण तुमार उपरे प्रभु सुप्रसन्न मान तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए निज गण प्लीज चैंट तुमार लक्ष्य सुप्रसन्न मना तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए न निज गना तुमार उपरे प्रभु सुप्रसन्न मना तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए न निज गना तुमार उपरे प्रभु सुप्रसन्न मना तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए न निज गण वैष्णवी तुमार उपरे प्रभु सुप्रसन्न मना तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए न निज गण तुमार उपरे प्रभु सुप्रसन्न मन तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए न निज गण तुमार उपरे प्रभु सुप्रसन्न मना तुमा लक्ष्य करी सिखाए न निज गण सिनोनिम्स तुमार उपरे अपन यू प्रभुर अब लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु सुप्रसन्न वेरी सेटिस्फाइड Mana, the mind. Tuma, you. Lakshakari, pointing out. Sikhayena, he teaches. Nijagana, his personal associates. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed the king, the Lord is very satisfied with you. By pointing you out, he was teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Although outwardly the king was mundane man interested in money and women, internally he was purified by devotional activities. He showed this by engaging as a street sweeper to please Lord Jagannath. A person may appear to be a pounds and shillings man interested in money and women, but if he is actually very meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not mundane. Such a judgment can be made only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his very confidential devotees. As a general principle, however, no devotee should intimately mix with mundane people interested in money and women.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitansham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Pashyata Deshata Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubha Evacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. So this is a very esoteric and confidential pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Last Saturday we discussed also and further given details. Even a small purport Prabhupada gave, apparently, but it has so many facets. It itself, like a whole month, you can contemplate that purport. Srila Prabhupada's inner mood, it's so vast. It comes in a capsule form. So I'm going to read the purport with the view that I saw in other reference book of Srila Prabhupada, where or Prabhupada's lectures. So first point in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, although outwardly the king was mundane man, interested in money and women, but internally he was purified by devotional activities. He showed this by engaging as a street sweeper to please Lord Jagannath. This is very sweet. That how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed this, that we should not judge someone by his or her external, apparently, behavior or speaking until we know their internal mood. Of course, intention and execution has to have a relevant, is not all has to be different. Like an example of when Lord Krishna told Arjuna that you have to pacify Yudhishthir Maharaj, who does not want you to kill Ashwatthama, and Bhima told Arjuna, kill him now! Just the opposite. And Krishna, of course, he expanded forehand, Prabhupada writes, and he told Arjuna, you have to pacify both. You have to satisfy both. So apparently one was interested of giving the punishment, deadly punishment to Ashwatthama, another one, and Draupadi was so kind, she was so kind, she said, don't kill him, because if you kill him, he killed five of my children and I'm suffering. And if you kill him, his mother going to suffer. What gain is there? So very compassionate. But apparently it seems like opposite to Bhima. So Bhima is not pleasing Krishna? Yes. Bhima is a pure devotee, associate. He has only one intention, to please Krishna. And he loudly spoke, you have to kill Ashwatthama just now. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, Draupadi, they are also pure devotee, eternal associate. And all three are pleasing Krishna, but apparently contradictory. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani, he says, nobody in this world has a right to examine or talk about any person, especially devotee, unless he has these three purpose. And if he does not, he will commit offense. And Prabhupada very nicely he put it, that his internal mood of Pratapudra and his external apparently behavior may not match. Internal mood, I'm going to mention Bhaktivinoda Thakur, see if you can refresh in your memory, you probably heard it. First thing he says, if I see a person behaving improperly or said something improperly or rumors or something, first thing I should ask, what is my intention? Do I have intention to actually bring him close to Krishna, get out of this offensive, whatever I think is offensive or fault or some sinful activity, whatever it is? If I don't have that intention, I should stop right there. Second option Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave in Harinam Chintamani, if that incident, whatever, abominable, horrible, bad rumors, if that bring me close to Krishna, oh Krishna, this devotee did horrible things, I'm so scared, this can happen to me, please, please protect me, Prabhu, you have to protect me, I'm so scared, then it is not offensive, because it's bringing close to Krishna. Even though it appears like you're talking bad things about that devotee. Then, third point Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, in order to cause fear to the other devotee in the audience, if you have to bring an example what just happened with one sannyasi or one senior devotee or some famous person, and you're examining his character or whatever bad things happen, you say, look what happened. It can happen to you all too. If you're not serious, take shelter of Prabhupada, take shelter of Krishna. You should not talk about, it appears like he's talking bad about that person, but his intention was to cause a fear of Maya. It's healthy. There is no offense in these three categories. Besides these three, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, do not talk. Intention, intent and content is very important. So here Prabhupada writes very nicely that King Pratapudra, you all know, King Pratapudra had three things, very essential. One thing, that before Mahaprabhu met I mean, before Ramananda, before King Pratapruddha met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a very satisfactory service to his internal associate. When Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, "I want you to come and retire from your job and come and spend time with me every day, and this way we can merge into Krishna conscious internal topics." As soon as Ramananda Rai submitted this to King Pratapruddha, King Pratapruddha immediately he gave him full pension with maid servant, a cook, and a beautiful quarter and facility that King Pratapruddha can serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he did not meet yet. But his service to devotee is attracted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attention. Mahaprabhu did not say anything, but he was very happy when he heard that this king gave that. So that was the first thing. This was internal. In this incident that Prabhupada stretching, the king Pratapruddha, he didn't have to sweep the in front of Ratha Jatra cart, because this is really menial job. You can get millions of bangis or sudras to do that. That's all they do, actually. Even in holy places, you see that there is a sweeper always. But King Pratapruddha, being the most powerful king at that time, South India was under him. He was ruling Orissa, part of Bengal, Madnapur area, and whole South India. He was a very powerful king. But why did he sweep it? Not because he wanted to only to clean that place. He could have done just to establish that Jagannath supremacy is above all supremacy. He is the king of all kings. I am nothing but a menial servant to that Lord. That attracted the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the third, when later on Mahaprabhu indirectly gave darshan by giving him a piece of cloth. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnur aradhanam param. One time Parvati Devi asked Lord Shiva, "What is the best form of worship?" So Lord Shiva, he's chanting Ram's name, and he says the best form of worship is to worship Vishnu. And Parvati is thinking, "I am worshipping my husband, I am massaging his body, I am giving him everything, but I am not worshipping Vishnu." So she is depressed. So then Shiva, seeing the depression, he quoted the next line. Even though it put together, but actually it didn't come that way. It came the first line and the second. Tasmat paratara devi. Oh devi, don't feel depressed. Superior to that worship is worshipping the articles, the devotee of that Vishnu. Oh, Parvati said, "So you are the Vishnu worshipper. I'm very safe. Thank you." So Mahaprabhu saw the same attitude in King Pratapruddha when he got this garment. When you get the garment of Srila Prabhupada or your guru, what do? Is as what? Thank you. As worshipable object as Radha Krishna. If you see the difference, you are not advanced. And if you see that article actually superior to Radha Krishna worship, then you are more advanced. Why? Krishna himself says, "Adara paricharjayam mad bhakte abhivandana." If you have a love for me, adar, if you have a love for me, then you will glorify the devotees. Mad bhakta puja abhadika sarvabhuteshu manamati. That time you will worship my devotee more than my worship. This is in 11th canto. We are coming in few months. That how, and Srila Prabhupada, the only way I learned it, because Prabhupada, the second line, he put many purports in Bhagavatam. He was situated in Mahabhagavat stage, and this is the symptom. Mahabhagavat's view is this way. Ordinary devotee will not talk this way. He used that word, Madhbhakta Puja Bhadika. And he put it right from, and you have to trace it. What this means? Where is this coming from? This is only Mahabhagavat can see such a high standard of pleasing Krishna. Those who take voluntarily little suffering, by seeing the suffering of conditioned soul, they voluntarily take some pain to establish Krishna consciousness. Their worship is the highest form. Parama aradhana tathi. Param aradhana. Amongst all worship, those devotees are the highest form of worship, even though they are walking on the road, they are going, they are actually offering everything, every time. You know, Hamsudut Maharaj was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you just plucked this apple, you didn't offer it. Prabhupada said, you don't see that the pure, he generally doesn't say Prabhupada is so humble. Say, pure devotee, they always have a deity in their heart. I already offered before you even conceived it. Because he plucked that apple and took a bite. So I'm glad he asked that. There's nothing wrong, because otherwise how would you know? So it's very wonderful. So this is a first point Prabhupada writes, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy internally, but externally to establish how to teach conditioned soul, when they come to Krishna consciousness, that don't deviate. Who to associate, who you should not associate. One time, this question was asked to Gaur Govinda Maharaj, and I remember in early days, I was there, I spent some time with him. It was very austere, extremely austere. There was no temple, some mosquitoes everywhere, and just, it was very painful. But it was good, because his association was such a dynamic and profound. Then I remember one thing he says, that any association, if it bring close to Prabhupada and Krishna, that is best association. If any association can be very gorgeous, very nice, but you don't feel coming close to Krishna, Prabhupada and Krishna, that is not good association. That's the bottom line of association, he says. I thought it was very profound. Because there are so many verses you can go in nectar devotion. Snas shasnigde sadhu sangha sato vare. You can go on, just like a mother cow, feel affection, care for the child calf, baby calf, and the milk automatically flows. Baby calf doesn't come, mommy, I need milky. Does not. Automatically goes. Why? The affection is there. Care is there. Protection is there. So similarly, any devotee that reminds us of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, they are the real friend. They are the real sadhu. Then the next, Srila Prabhupada writes, King Pratapudra. A person may appear to be pounds and shilling, man interested in money and women, but if he is actually very meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not mundane. Such judgment can be made only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his very confidential devotees. And that reminds me of that Maharaj Nandi. He was very famous of Kasim Bazar. If you go to Mayapur, it's about, takes a day to go there, Murshidabad. He was the king of there. He wrote a letter to, sent a messenger to Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, that I am a king, but I feel I'm drowning into material pools of bondage. Please come to my palace and teach me how to do bhajan, so I can learn to serve the Lord. Gaur Kishodas Babaji is Mahabhagavat, but sometime sometimes their compassion is not directly touching to everyone until you come to that standard. So he writes to him, if I go to your palace, after some time with your association, I also want to be king. Then we'll have a competition. So you better give up the kingdom. You come here and stay with me in the heart. But Maharaj Nandi was not able to do that. He was not that easily give up the kingdom and live in a hut. You know Gaur Krishna Das Babaji's lifestyle. He used to wear the corpse leftover clothes and the Ganges water and the mud, and he would take some little rice if somebody gives, he mix with the Ganges water and salt, that's it, no cooking, nothing. He used to have a big, big festival, and the servant says, Baba, how you want me to do, announce everybody, invite everybody, but there is no food. He said, secret, don't tell anyone. Tell them to come, we'll have a big kirtan. But there is no food. No, only fasting, kirtan. Baba, this is not possible. Everybody will not stay too long. That's Gaur Krishna Das Babaji's standard of bhajan. But when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur heard this, he personally went to Maharaj Nandi's palace. And he spent time, he stayed in the palace. He molded him, come out of those smarto and Hindu so-called karmakandiyo rituals. And he made him devotee. Maharaj Nandi, but that is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And more compassion of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur we see Prabhupada. Unbelievable certain things he did, nobody would do. Never in the history of Vaishnavism existed like this. A simple example, you know, in New York, and I spent a little time with Shripad Radhanath Maharaj, we were talking and talking and talking and talking. We talked 12 hours one day. Without getting up, I was like, he loves Harikatha, he can go on probably forever. There was we were discussing these pastimes, that how Srila Prabhupada started the Sunday feast. Of course, we just heard how he saw the Americans are attracted to Sunday church. And so Prabhupada started the Sunday feast, but he didn't have money. And anybody knows where Prabhupada used to keep the money? In chador, you know the corner? Mother Madhumati will know, in India they do this, even the ladies are so. They put the money there and they tie up like this. So Prabhupada had like this, you know, not much, just few dollars and coins, a lot of coins. So he went to buy groceries for the Sunday feast. Not big feast, I mean, not many people, but at least 10, 15 used to come. Umapati Maharaj was there. So Prabhupada went with the cart and he got cauliflower and others, eggplant and everything. So at the cash register, he says, so how much? This lady, she punch the number, and they have a little writings there. Oh, it says $8.67 with the tax. So Prabhupada opened his nuts and he gave $2. He said, this is more than anybody would give you. And the girl said, excuse me, see the number? This is the number, 867. Prabhupada said, I know, I can read. So he opened this and put $1.67. So total $3.60. He said, this is more than anybody ever will give you. Keep it. She counts this. Sir, this is $8.67, not $3.67. So Prabhupada said, you're not understanding. This is not worth that much. I'm giving you more than it's worth. So be happy. And of course, this American girl, she has no clue that this kind of bargain you don't do in Hitchcock world. But in India, you know, so because Prabhupada was trying to save the money, but Prabhupada had an intention.
So this girl is so pious, you can say. Maybe she's a beef eater, but Krishna within guided her. She said, that's all right. She reached down, she had a purse, and she pulled out $5. She said, this is for you, I'm putting. Prabhupada said, thank you. I don't know, maybe she's a devotee somewhere in the world, I'm sure. Serving Prabhupada with this $5, that's more than $1 billion to me. At that time when Prabhupada didn't have any money. So Prabhupada did associate apparently with the woman, dealt like this with her, and engaged her in Krishna consciousness. Eternally that girl is done. You know, she has entrance into bhakti yoga. So like this, we see many examples of Ram Das. Oh, because 8:49, today is a day of Semananda Prabhu, so I'll jump to instead of Ram Das. Ram Das, you can read, it's a beautiful pastime Prabhupada narrates about how king engaged the woman in his kingdom, his money, everything. Srila Prabhupada, I never heard, even though I heard Ram Das, you heard Sivaji, all the Indian, you heard Sivaji's, no? The famous king. And Prabhupada gave a story of Sivaji and Ram Das, so sweet story, I never heard in India. I only heard it after I came here, from through Prabhupada, he narrated this. But in Semananda Prabhu's appearance day today, so we'll discuss a little bit of Semananda Prabhu's in this relation. The Semananda Prabhu, first of all, he comes from a non-Brahmanical society. And those days, the idea is that the Brahman society will tolerate your preaching as long as it is not disturbing their profession. Semananda Prabhu's complaint when to the Muslim king, because that part of the kingdom where Semananda Prabhu comes from, Orissa, that part was ruled by the Pathan Muslims. Pathan was ruling the Muslims, they are called Pathan. And the Brahmanas, they thought, he come from a low class, not a high class in the society, not like a Brahmana, so he should not initiate. But then his influence of preaching was so vast that he literally delivered thousands and thousands of people, and everywhere in the village, every village and city started this Harinam Sankirtan every day. Seeing this influence, the Brahmanas are watching. All of a sudden, they felt threatened because their client, or they think that their client, those Hindus, also getting initiated, are not interested anymore these Hindu rituals. They are interested of Vishnu Bhakti, chanting Hare Krishna, just like we do. So then the Brahmana complained to the Muslim government, the king, that he went too much. He's converting everybody, a sect that we are not familiar, we don't want to support. So you have to do something. Well, bad news. Next week, the head of the Brahmana, his intimate friend and his own brother are Brahmana, they got initiated by Semananda Prabhu. Then he got so furious, this Brahmana. He took all other Brahmana, went to the king. See, he went way over the border. He first initiated the ordinary Hindus, now he's initiating these Brahmanas. He has no right. And guess what? Next week even worse than that. He actually reformed some Muslim into Hare Krishna. When the case went to the king said, yes, I heard this. This is a serious case. There is no question of judging. We'll have a just face-to-face confrontation. So he sent thousands of Muslim soldiers, stop this kirtan on the road. Semananda Prabhu, he's a Radharani's very intimate associate Manjari, Kanaka Manjari, and there is a beautiful pastime, if we have time. Otherwise, but this pastime what happened, Semananda Prabhu was singing in a very separation mood, just like Lord Chaitanya in this chapter singing. When Mahaprabhu empowered Samananda Prabhu that is very sweet how Samananda Prabhu became the instrument of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. That Samananda Prabhu just took the mridanga and started chanting on the road, and thousands of devotees are chanting. All these soldiers, Muslim soldiers, they have a beard and they have a sword and they ride horses, and they came, all thousands of them. They wanted to break the mridanga and stop the kirtan. But some or other, when they came nearby, they started feeling itching on their beard. And they started itching, and the blood is coming. Now it's not one, two, all of them. So they're looking at each other. What's going on? The blood is coming from their cheek. You know, when you have a long beard and the blood is coming, you're not sure where, which part of the cheek is coming. But then they see the itching everywhere, and a lot of blood is coming. Then they got down from the chariot. They're looking at each other. Everybody has a blood coming. They got so scared, they went back. And told the king, Muslim king, that this is very scary, something not right. He said, you all drink or eat something probably wrong that's happened. Now tomorrow when he comes out, if he comes out, you do double the soldier and stop this kirtan. Samananda Prabhu saw and he was informed. But Samananda Prabhu didn't pay much attention. Next day he came out with double. 10,000-20,000 devotees on the road. Big kirtan going on. And this Muslim king sent the soldier also, big and big and big. But as they went nearby, this time not only itching, the blood started again, but this time they felt like shaking, they cannot even move. Instead of their getting down from the horse, they already fell from the horse. So no soldier could come nearby. Then Samananda Prabhu did kirtan and come back. The king, seeing this, he could not take it. He went to the mosque and he prayed to Allah. What is happening? Why the Hindu religion is awakening and threatening us? Now he never spoke to Allah, but he fainted. Allah did talk to him and told him, you want to save yourself? You want to save your family? You want to save your kingdom? Go take shelter of Samananda. Otherwise, I will ruin you. When he woke up, he was like surprised. He's thinking it's a dream, but it's true. Next day, Samananda Prabhu went again, Harinam Sankirtan on the road. This time, the king himself came with these battalions, thousands of his battalions. So the devotees, of course, you know, they're nervous. Oh, now today probably he's going to kill us or something. But Samananda Prabhu didn't care for anything. So strong faith on holy name like Prabhupada. Prabhupada had two things. What were they? Strong faith in? Holy name and? No. Instruction of his Guru Maharaj. These two things. Prasad, yes, also. Prasadam also. But these two are very prominent. Prabhupada had many faith, but these two are very prominent, he wrote it. So then, Samananda Prabhu was surprised. He sat down in a big courtyard, in a big field, with all these thousands of devotees, and right in the middle, the king came with all this battalion and fell flat at the feet of Samananda Prabhu, and confessed what happened, what Allah told. And this way Samananda Prabhu initiated him and delivered the whole village after village. He became so popular. The neighborhood Muslim, another Muslim king, could not take it anymore. He said, this is too much. I'm not going to fall for this. I'm going to really challenge him. I have a 14 crazy elephant. In case if you are interested where this elephant coming from, I'll tell you a little story. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a Nimai, baby Nimai, as a Nimai he would go every day in different part of Navadvip. So one day he entered into a Brahman's house and he saw this Brahman is offering Narayan some raw rice, Sounds familiar? In the village I saw. You know what the Hindus does? I'm not criticizing, this is a fact. In my own house also they used to do. They take some raw candy or something, they offer it to God. If you are a Hindus, before you became Hare Krishnas, you'll know. But as for them to eat, nice sabji, halwa, sweet rice, all kinds of. But for God, only little candy or raw rice or something. That's all they do. Till today, probably. I hope not, because this Namhatta is spreading everywhere. So that time, Chaitanya Nimai Pandit, he says, excuse me, sir, I'm just curious. You are a head of the Brahmana in this part of Navadvip. You offering raw rice to the Lord Narayan? Yes, Nimai, what is your question? The question is, you offering raw rice? Yes. Do you eat raw rice? No. But then why are you offering raw rice to the Lord? Well, why? Nobody ever asked this question. This is not a question. You think God eats? Oh, you don't believe God eats? But how do you eat? Just curious. Nimai, my wife cooks. Don't you know? She cooks very nice meal. Spinach, sabji, this sabji, that sabji. And he gave a whole list. So how come you don't offer this to Narayan? He only offers raw. This is, you will not understand. He's talking to the Supreme Lord, not knowing that he's Supreme Lord. He said, you will not understand. He said, how can I not understand? It's a simple logic. He said, but beside, even if God exists, he said, what? You mean you don't think? He said, no, no, God may not have a form. This is what the Shastra says. He's telling to Nimai. So God, if he does not exist, he's impersonal. And if he exists, he has a Lakshmi. She will cook for him. I don't have to do it. So Nimai says, you think you are big, you know everything, like an elephant. But your intelligence is like an elephant, tiny, tiny. Big head, tiny intelligence. I think you should become an elephant. All his friends, they all became elephant. They never got delivered by Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Prabhupada says in seventh chapter Madhya Lila, that Navadvip was not delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he delivered in South India. And I was disturbed when I was reading. Of course, there is a reason Prabhupada gave later on, later chapter, later part of the chapter, but not in the beginning where. Because these type of people, they have a logic, they have a reasoning, doesn't make any sense. And they quote the Shastra, not relevant to bhakti. So those Brahmana became the elephant, and they actually took some or other Jogamaya's arrangement. Now these Samananda Prabhu is going to deliver those elephants through his disciple Rasikananda Prabhu. And he did this. Rasikananda Prabhu, when he called this, Samananda Prabhu had two famous disciples, Damodar Murari and Rasikananda Prabhu. He had many disciples, but these two were very famous. At that time, the Rasikananda Prabhu, when the Muslim king sent the elephant, instead of being afraid, he just pulled the ear of the elephant and gave him the mantra in his ear. He said, chant! And all those elephants started chanting. So this kind of preaching. But just to end with this, we should be very happy that we're celebrating Samananda Prabhu's discussion, because in spiritual world, Jiva Goswami Pad writes in Bhakti Sandarbha, from spiritual world, on the disappearance and appearance day of a great personality, if we celebrate in this world, right now we are doing this, Prabhupada says to Harikesh Maharaj, you glorify me in the temple is good, but when you go outside and face the opposition and you establish your guru's position, that is the real glory. So similarly, we have to apply that. So Jiva Goswami Pad says, when you glorify their teachings, that's the best glorification. And from spiritual world, Samananda Prabhu, according to Jiva Goswami Pad, today he is going to bestow us the blessing, what we want. And so I'm going to just narrate, I know I'm out of time, just in 2 minutes I'll finish this, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Samananda Prabhu's glory he established, that Samananda Prabhu was the only devotee who got Radharani's mercy before Krishna's mercy. Generally in our Guru Parampara, everybody get Krishna's mercy, then Radharani's mercy. Even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, you have to be attached to Krishna. And after you come so close to Krishna, then you find a little chamber in a corner of devotional is a very esoteric and supreme. And the head of mistress of that chamber is Srimati Radharani. They are called Radha Daishyam. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur write like this in his writings. And then you serve Radha's Krishna. And guess who said this Radha's Krishna? Anybody knows? Srila Prabhupada. You read in the Jayananda Prabhu's letter, Prabhupada writes, we worship Radha's Krishna. We Gauriya believe that Krishna is Radharani's property. What kind of writing Prabhupada has? This is like a Samananda Prabhu, very confidential. But of course, Prabhupada didn't preach widely like this because people may misunderstand. But he did give every secret of the secret in his writings. You can find in Vedabhis. You'll be like surprised. Wow. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the condition of Hridaya Chaitanya, the guru of Samananda Prabhu and Samananda Prabhu, you know the pastime, whole pastime. I'm just going to tell the last part of it. That how this verse goes. Nasardha kesha purjantam urdha punra susovanam madhe kripa bindu juktam radha mohanarupam. Very sweet explanation given. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Hridaya Chaitanya that why you are so much adamant with your disciple that who got the blessing of Radharani directly. Before that, what happened? Hridaya Chaitanya, one day he went on a pilgrimage in Vrindavan and he saw Samananda as his disciple following, but he was crying for Radhe, O Krishna, O Radhe. So then Hridaya Chaitanya says, stop doing this. I'm getting little annoyed. My guru, Subal Sakha, Goridas Pandit, I am also Sakha. You should follow this. Don't talk about so much about Radharani, Radharani. This is not our parampara. Samananda Prabhu cried. He said, what can I do, Gurudev? By your mercy, I got the mercy of Radharani directly. I can't stop. Even I'm trying to stop, but then he started crying. Then Hridaya Chaitanya took his chador and started weeping him with the chador. But that night, he went to sleep. And in the dream, this is in Bhakti Ratnakar, in case if you want to curious, that he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, he got the name Hridaya Chaitanya because Mahaprabhu entered in his heart, right in front of audience, due to the fear of his guru, Subal, Goridas Pandit. Because Goridas Pandit went to temple to offer, and he saw the deity is not there. They left. He was so upset. I cooked so nicely and they are not here. So he went on the top and he found that his disciple Hridaya Chaitanya making a festival, and this Gornitai left his temple room and went there and doing kirtan. And he took a stick. He said, I can't believe it. I'm going to chase you back here. So seeing this, Nityananda Prabhu is very tricky. Nityananda Prabhu says, we have a problem. And then Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, well, what should we do? Nityananda Prabhu says, I don't know, I'm disappearing. He disappeared. And Mahaprabhu says, where am I going to go? Where did you go? But then he saw Goridas with a stick. So he entered into the heart of Hridaya Chaitanya. His name was not Hridaya Chaitanya, he was Chaitanya Das. Now he is Hridaya Chaitanya. So he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has a very intimate. But he did not know inner mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at night when he had the dream, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chador is tainted with blood. Prabhu, why your chador is tainted with blood? Then Mahaprabhu says, because this is your mercy. My mercy? What did I do? This doesn't look like normal. This looks like a blood. He said, yes. because you were beating Shyamananda, and I am in his body, so I got that beating, and the blood is tainted. Oh, Hridaya Chaitanya felt so bad. He cried, Prabhu, please forgive me. What did I do? So don't you know that I have come to this world to establish, you know that one sloka Prabhupada quote, to establish the entire essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching? Araddha Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. Almost every lecture Prabhupada gives, this sloka is there. Part of the sloka is there. This sloka we should memorize whole day and night, because Prabhupada used that sloka. Araddha Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Brahma Kachid Upasana Vrajabadu Bhargaviya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharana Para. There is no higher truth than this teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What? That Bhagavan Krishna Chandra, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and his holy dham Vrindavan are the object of worship. Where is the proof? Bhagavatam. How? By the method established by the gopis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the same thing. He told Hridaya Chaitanya, I have come to establish the gopis' worshipable form, the process, the way gopis worship. But you don't allow your servant to execute this. I'm using him. He's my instrument. But you oppose him. I feel threatened by you. Hridaya Chaitanya started shivering. Prabhu, please forgive me. I did not know. Some people have some comments. But Prabhupada gave a very hidden secret. And Prabhupada did write that this is our goal, to worship the form of worship established by the gopis. Many lectures, he quote this verse and he re-established. So then he come out of that, and then he regretted, he repented, then he begged apology, apologized to Mahaprabhu. He said, please give me some way to pacify my heart because I have committed offense. He said, okay, if you want to get out and narrate this story to others, then you establish a festival called Dados Mahotsav for 12 days feeding the Vaishnavas. Till today, they do in Vrindavan. Till today, 12 days. So when he came out of the dream and he cried,